Morning. Today's daf in Shavuos is Yud Beis. We are today on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're towards the bottom of the Amud, involved in the sugya of Lev Beis Namas Na'alem. Lev Beis Namas Na'alem is a big sugya in Shavuos. We started yesterday. The sugya is predicated on the principle that when the Beis Din are Maktish certain carbon seaports, so they do so conditionally and with the intent and the idea that in the event that we need the kapar, so therefore we're going to use them, or not forget kapar. In other words, in the event that we need them, we're going to use them. But if we don't, need them, then they're going to not be kadosh, at all. I don't think so. In other words, not be kadosh for this specific purpose. But in other words, they become redeemable. In other words, in fact, that's what the discussion started. The discussion was prompted with a really simple question. At the end of every fiscal year in the Beis Hamikdash, began on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then that means that all the carbon seabors, all the communal carbonos that are brought for this year are going to be coming from this year's money. In the beginning of Adar, a month prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so a collection was made from all of Klal Yisrael, so otherwise known as the Machatzis, the Shekel, which is collected. And that now brings in this year's revenue for operating expenses. And all the carbonos are from this year are going to be coming from this year's money. I cannot use last year carbon that was purchased with last year's money for this year. So that means that when we roll over, when we turn the clock from the 29th day of Adar to the first day of Nisan, assuming it's a chaser, but the 29th day of Adar to the first day of Nisan, so that now means that all the carbonos are coming from this year. As we learned in yesterday's daf and 2 days ago, so there was the carbon tamid wasn't just simply procured, it was just out of nowhere. In other words, there needed to be a stock of carbon tamids, because there had to be a four day period of bikur, of examination, to make sure that the animal was in fact not a bal mum, not a blemished animal. So that means at the end of every single year, so we're going to be working with at least a surplus of four carbon seabors, which were dedicated as a carbon seabor, as a carbon tamid, but now no longer to be used. What do I do with such a carbon? So Rav Yochanan made a statement on yesterday's daf, and Rav Yochanan says, okay, no problem at all. So what you do is you're poda, you just simply redeem it. And then you want to buy it back with next year's money, you could do that. That's not a problem. That was the opinion of Rav Yochanan. The Gemara was aghast. The Gemara said, well, how can that be? Meaning it's a carbon, it has kedusha, it's a goof, it has intrinsic sanctity. You can't just simply redeem it. I don't understand. So the Gemara then pointed out that Kataris also, we have a similar issue in which we are going to be poured to the Kataris. The Paraduma has a similar issue in which under certain circumstances we're going to be poured to the Paraduma. So the Gemara says, look, I understand it's an issue, but we do it. So what is the solution? So the basic solution the Gemara presented was Lev Beza Masna Lehem. That Basin can and does in fact make a condition that when they're Makdish the animal, they do so conditionally. If we need the animal to be Mukdash, if we need it to be sanctified, fine. And if we don't need it, so then it's redeemable. That is the basic idea of Lev Beis Hamas Na'alehem. It seems to be, as we pointed out yesterday, I'm just going to reiterate today, it seems to be predicated on the concept of Breira, but that's a little bit difficult. That certainly presents a bit of an issue, because as we know, not everyone subscribes to Breira. Some Tanaim subscribe to Breira, and some Tanaim do not subscribe to Breira. Now, it also happens to be, as we're going to learn in today's daf, not all Tanaim agree to the principle of Lev Beis Hamas Na'alehem. It would work out nicely. I didn't do my homework well enough. It would work out nicely that if the Tanaim who don't subscribe to Lev Beis Din are also the same Tanaim who don't subscribe to Breira, that would work out nicely. But again, I'm just, you know, full disclosure, I didn't do enough of my homework where I know that that's going to work out. But we'll see today in today's daf that not everyone subscribes to this idea of Lev Beis Hamas Na'alehem. Okay, it is a great topic. It's a great discussion. And what is it doing here exactly? Why is it coming up now in the first parak of Shavuos? That's not been our topic of discussion. Our topic of discussion has been Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav. We, for almost the last 2 weeks now, have discussed almost exclusively the topic of what happens in the Beis Hamikdash when somebody violates the sanctity of either the Beis Hamikdash or a carbon, going into the Beis Hamikdash while Tameh, eating a carbon while Tameh. If he does so behalama, if he does so in a state of unawareness, so what exactly is going to be providing the kapara? It's a four-way machlokus in the Mishnah back on Daf Beis, and since Daf Beis, we have been discussing that topic almost exclusively. And so therefore, why are we bringing in this topic over here right now? So as I mentioned yesterday, we need to be a little bit patient, because the Gemara is going to introduce our Mishnah as part of the discussion of this idea, which is going to come up in just a moment from now. We're on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're a little bit more than halfway down on the Amud, and Amar Mar. Okay. Amar Amar Mesa Tipadem. So we're going back, we're reflecting for a moment on the Paraduma. Paraduma, we said that in the event that it dies, so we're going to be able to redeem the Paraduma. Die meaning we didn't shecht, we didn't get an opportunity to shecht it. And obviously we didn't reduce it down to ash, but it just simply died. So under those circumstances, so you redeem it. So Mesa Tipadev Echipodnas Akadosh Lahachilam Laklavim. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. What is going to be the gain of redeeming it? Meaning the animal is now dead. So and it has kedusha, and we're going to redeem it so it no longer has kedusha. And therefore, and now what? We're not going to be able to eat it. Meaning it died without a shechita. So you're going to redeem it for what purpose? Seemingly, so that the meat of the animal can be given to the dogs. And the Gemara says it seems to violate a rule. Can you redeem an animal so that the dogs would be able to eat it? It's designed to kachim. It's just simply not it's not appropriate way to handle kachim. Even if I redeem it, it had vestiges of kedusha, and now to give it to the dog, that's a bizayon. That's just simply it's pasnish. It's just not appropriate. So Amar Rav Misharshi Mishum Ora. So the Gemara says, well, you know why we're redeeming it? Because of the hide. Meaning we're gonna enjoy the benefit of the hide. And so for that, it's worth it that Beis Din is going to make a condition so that which the animal now becomes redeemable so that we can appreciate and enjoy the hide. So the Gemara says, Beis Din, the Kaima Beis Din Umasnu Adaita Da'ora. So the Gemara almost kind of balks at this suggestion that it's worth it that Beis Din is going to make a condition in the Kedusha so that in the event that it dies and we're no longer needing it as a Paraduma, we're now going to redeem it just so we can get benefit from the hide. The hide is really worth it all? And the Gemara's answer is yes, that's right. Amr Rav Kahana, Amri Inshi, you know what people say, Megam Leuna. For a camel, it's worth it. For the entire camel, if all we get was just simply the ear of the camel. The ear of the camel is producing, obviously, a small amount of hide, but still it's worth it. Meaning, okay, it's... Right, the Gemara yesterday thought that, you know, maybe it's just Bedek HaBayis Kedusha. Right, that's No. Even if it's not a carbon, it still has some kedusha.
But no,
the term is not tashmisha kedusha. Bedek HaBayis. The Gemara yesterday said it. That it may fall under the category of Bedek HaBayis. Right. That part's true. But even Bedek HaBayis, though, in other words, to redeem it just so that dogs would eat it, still, it's just not appropriate. Okay. So anyway, so that was just one loose end the Gemara tied up from yesterday's daf. Now we return back to our topic. When I say our topic, I mean the topic now of Lev Beis Din Masna Alehem. This idea that Beis Din will went for a carbon sebor with the understanding that it may not be needed. So therefore, when Beis Din is Makdish, Beis Din does so conditionally. And now to that, the Gemara is going to be introducing back our Mishnah into the discussion. And this explains why, this is the Rashi then from yesterday's daf, this explains why this entire discussion and this entire dialogue comes up over here on Daf Yud Aleph and Daf Yud Beis in Shavuos. Eisvei, the Gemara challenges based on our Mishnah. Amru lo le Rabbi Shimon, they said to Rabbi Shimon. Now you remember back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that the various carbon chatases that are offered year-round, the chatas of Rosh Chodesh, the chatas of Yontif, the chatas of the Seir Shebechutz on Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Shimon, are all providing different types of kaparas. Now, according to Rav Meir in the Mishnah, all those are providing the same exact coverage. According to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, not all of them, but a lot of them are providing the same coverage. According to Rabbi Shimon, every one of the karbanos has its own unique coverage. Now, they're all within the category of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, but each one of them is specifically for a different type of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. One is for, I'll do it quickly, because right now I can. I don't know if I could do it a week from now, but right now I could do it. So let's do it quickly. This is all according to Rabbi Shimon. The Rosh Chodesh Seir is for a Tahor person eating Karban Tameh. The Yontif Seir, according to Rabbi Shimon, is for no yediyah, not betchila, not besof. The Yom Kippur outside Seir is for no yediyah in the front end, but yes yediyah on the back end. The inner Seir is for yes yediyah on the front end, no yediyah on the back end. So each one of the Seirim of Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, outer Yom Kippur, inner Yom Kippur, are all providing coverages for different types of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha. And now they turn to Rabbi Shimon. This is going all the way back to the Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. They turn to, and Daf Beis Amud Beis. And they turn to Rabbi Shimon. They say to Rabbi Shimon, I don't understand. Now, who's turning to Rabbi Shimon? So I know I'm asking you to remember a long time ago, but if you remember the Rashi and the Mishnah, Rashi identified who was talking to Rabbi Shimon. Right now, I'm going to ask you to forget that Rashi, and if you already forgot it, I guess that's good. But overall, that's not good. But for our purposes right now, that's fine. But who's talking to Rabbi Shimon? So stay tuned, because we're gonna try to uncover that. But anyway, they turn to Rabbi Shimon. They say to Rabbi Shimon, I don't understand. In the event that, let's say, you have a seer of Rosh Chodesh and you didn't need it anymore. You lost it. You replaced it with another. And now you have an extra seer of Rosh Chodesh. What do you do with it? So Rabbi Shimon says, well, you just simply apply it to another occasion. Meaning if for next Rosh Chodesh you need it, that's great. If, let's say, for a yontif you need it, okay, that's fine. And they say to Rabbi Shimon, but wait one second. For you, those coverages are not exactly the same. And Rabbi Shimon's response is, I know, but they're similar. And because they're similar, it's okay. And that's the dialogue in the Mishnah. Let's see all this inside. So Amar Lo Rabbi Shimon, they say to Rabbi Shimon, Maushi Yikrivu Zeh B'Zeh. Can I offer a chatas from one of these occasions to another occasion? Amar Lo Hu Yikrivu. So Rabbi Shimon says, it's fine. Amar Lo Hol Vein Kaparas and Shava Heich Hein Kraven. So, but they're not all the same coverages. How do you do that? Amalam Kulam Bam Lechaper Otomas Mikdash VeKadoshav. And Rabbi Shimon's response is, it's similar. It's all in the same ballpark. So as long as they're all in the same ballpark, so yes, in terms of details, they're not exactly the same coverage, but as long as you're in the same ballpark, so it's malleable. So one was supposed to be used for no yidia, not a betchil, not besof, and now you want to apply it to yes yidia, besof, but no yidia, betchil. It's fine. It's all fine. It's all in the same ballpark. So, the Amai. Now the Gemara is going to ask its question. Lema le basim masna lehem. So the Gemara says, now, if you're saying that by a carbon seabor, when they were makdish the carbon for a carbon seabor, so based in invested a contingency in the Kedusha, so that upon where you don't need it, so the Kedusha no longer is there. Or again, maybe we don't have to say that drastically, we could just simply say it's downgraded to Kedusha's Daman. But in any event, so if you hold to this contingency, so why not say that if for whatever reason we don't need it, so then it's redeemable. Why don't we say that? And why are we even having a discussion of, well, where are you going to reapply the carbon? Maybe we're not going to reapply the carbon. Maybe we'll just simply redeem it. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Kamar. The Gemara says, yeah, but you know what you're posing your question against? You're posing your question against Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon, Leislei, Lei Beis, and Masna Lehem. And here the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Shimon doesn't subscribe to this whole idea. The Amar of Idi Barav, and Amar of Amram, Amar of Yochanan, to meet him, Shlohutzrichu Litzibur. So let's say at the end of the year when I have those extra carbon tamids, like we discussed in the beginning of the whole sugya, so Ledivre Rabbi Shimon ain't niftin tamimim, Ledivre Chachamim niftin tamimim. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't redeem them, they're not redeemable. And according to Chachamim, they are redeemable. So basically now Rav Yochanan has just taught us that according to Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't subscribe to the principle of Lev Beis Masna Lehem. So once you don't subscribe to that principle, so what do you do now with a carbon chatas that I no longer need? I can't just simply redeem it because he doesn't subscribe to Lev Beis. That's why they say to Rabbi Shimon, oh, so you know what you're going to do? You're going to just simply bring it on another occasion. And then the dialogue ensues. Well, if I'm going to bring another occasion and it's not exactly the same coverage, Rabbi Shimon, how do you do that? And Rabbi Shimon's response is, I do it. In other words, I'm fine with it because even though it's not exactly the same, but it's similar enough. Okay, now, clearly we have amongst the Tanaim, a group of Tanaim who say that, subscribe to this principle of Lev Beis Din Masna Lehem, that when Beis Din is Makdish the carbon seabor, or when the Beis HaMikdash or Makdish carbon seabor. So they do so with a contingency, with a condition built in, whereupon if we don't need it for whatever reason, the Kedusha could simply now, the Kedusha is a goof is going to go away, retroactive to the time of the Kedusha. And there are now at least one Tana, Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't subscribe to this idea of Lev Beis Din Masna Lehem. Now, Gemara's next point, who do we see amongst the Tanaim clearly do subscribe to this idea of Lev Beis Din Masna Lehem? The expression Lev Beis Din Masna Lehem is not seen in a Mishnah or in a Braisa. We know about the expression because of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan introduced us to this expression. But where do we find it? Where do we find this expression amongst Tanaim? Now, we're not going to see that expression as clearly articulated as Rav Yochanan, but at least can we see a Tana who clearly subscribes to this rule, to this principle? And that's what the Gemara now is going to do. V'rabbanan depliga led Rav Shimon man ninhu. Who are the Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Shimon? Where do we see clearly in the, amongst either a Mishnah or a Braisa that Lev Beis Amasna Lehem? So Inem Rabbanan de Ketares. So the Gemara now starts off the discussion. Maybe it's the Braisa regarding the Ketares. As we learned in yesterday's daf, in the event that you have an extra Ketores at the end of the year, not in the event, you are. We are going to have surplus Ketores at the end of the year. What do I do with that surplus Ketores? And I can't just simply roll it over into next year, because again, next year needs next year's funding, and next year's operating funding. So what do I do with it? So in a slightly complicated manner, but to oversimplify for now, we're going to redeem it, and then we're going to simply buy it back with next year's funding, with next year's operating funding. So to which the Gemara says, well, how do you redeem it? Isn't that Kedushas a goof? And the answer is, it's Lev Beis Amasna Lehem. So at least over there, you see the concept being used. So the Gemara says, okay, that's true. But Shani Ketores Delo Barayahi. So the Gemara says, okay, but Ketores can be an exception to the rule. Why? Because unlike an animal, where if an animal is no longer needed, at least there's an option for the animal to put it out to pasture, let it graze, until it develops a physical blemish, and then you can redeem it. Can you do that with the Ketores? The answer obviously is no, you can't. Meaning Ketores, it doesn't get a physical blemish. So in other words, there simply is nothing else that can be done with the Ketores. So maybe Ketores is so unusual, such an exceptional case, that over there, okay, based on will allow for its conditional Kedusha. But that doesn't mean that we're going to do that across the board. So El Rabbanan de Para. So the Gemara says, well, what about the Paraduma? We saw that the Paraduma, one can redeem it even after it's dead, one can redeem it. And obviously the only way that it can be redeemed is because of the condition that's put into the Paraduma when they were makish the Paraduma. But the Gemara says, Demoshani Para de Dameh Yikarin. So the Gemara says, okay, but Paraduma can also be an exceptional case. As we discussed yesterday, the Paraduma was a big ticket item. It cost a fortune of money. The Gemara in Kiddushin talked about how much Dama ben Nesina could have gotten for a Paraduma. He basically said, I could have commanded any price I wanted for the Paraduma. He didn't, he went gentle on the Chachamim and on the Beis HaMikdash. But in other words, it's a big ticket item. So there also, we're talking about such a high stickered item, a high priced item. So then, once again, the Chachamim could be lenient in that particular case. But again, that doesn't mean that we're necessarily going to hold Lev Beis Din across the board in any type of carbon sibur. So the Gemara says, Ella Rabbanan de Amrullah. So the Gemara says, okay, so you know where we could see it? We could see it in our Mishnah, the Mishnah Shavuos, where you had a dialogue between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. Now, the Amrulo, meaning those people who are arguing with Rabbi Shimon. And right now, here's what the Gemara is thinking. The Gemara's thinking is, Rabbi Shimon does not hold of Lev Beis Din Masna Lehem. That's clear. We said that just a couple of minutes ago. The Chachamim are arguing with Rabbi Shimon. What is the point of contention? What the Gemara is thinking right now is that, the point of contention must be that whoever arguing with Rabbi Shimon does subscribe to Lev Beis Din Masna Lehem, and where Rabbi Shimon now is objecting to that very idea. And so if that's right, and that's an if that's right, so now we've uncovered a Tana who holds of Lev Beis Din Masna Lehem. Mi mai de Rabbi Yehuda hi of a hachi kamalei. Then the Gemara says, all this works if you think who's arguing with Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. Bishlam alididi, and this is what the dialogue now would sound like. According to me, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, damin alev beis din masna lehem, I subscribe to the principle of lev beis din, amat alahachi yikrivo. So for me, for one carbon chatas to be applied for another occasion, not a big deal. Lev beis din masna lehem. A contingency was put into the Kedusha from inception. So that a carbon can be used for something else. But according to you, you don't subscribe to Lev Beis Din. So then how can you allow a carbon to be used from one occasion to another occasion? So this is how the dialogue would work. If who's arguing with Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, it's Rabbi Yehuda. That's great. So then we could see a Tana holding to this concept of Lev Beis Din. But the Gemara says, but you worked, you're making an assumption. Your assumption may not be correct. Dilma Rebbe Meir, it could very well be that who's arguing with Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah? It's Rabbi Meir. Now remember, according to Rabbi Meir, what is the Rosh Chodesh Seir doing? The same thing the Yom Tov Seir is doing. The same thing that the outer Yom Kippur Seir is doing. They're all providing the same exact kapara. And now, here's how that dialogue would work in the Mishnah. So for me, meaning me here being Rebbe Meir, so for me, for a carbon to jump from Rosh Chodesh to Yom Tov, or from Yom Tov to Rosh Chodesh, or from outer Yom Kippur to Rosh Chodesh, etc., etc. So for me, for all this to happen, it's not a big deal. They're exactly the same kapara. But according to you, Rabbi Shimon, how is it going to work? So now, if that's the dialogue in the Mishnah, we no longer have a Tana clearly subscribing to the idea of Lev based on Masna Leim. So the Gemara finally yields, and the Gemara finally concedes Ela Rav Yochanan, Gemara Gemirla, Ledivre Rabbi Shimon and Niftin, Ledivre Chachamim Niftin. So the Gemara says, as far as Rav Yochanan is concerned, do I have an open Mishnah? Is there an explicit Mishnah speaking to this idea? The answer is no. No, there isn't. How about a Braisa? Once again, no. In other words, and as far as Rav Yochanan is concerned, Gemar Gemirla, he has a tradition that this is in fact the Machlokas, that the Chachamim subscribe to this idea of Lev based on Masna Lehem, the Rabbi Shimon does not, and again, practically speaking, that means that at the end of every year, when I have those extra carbon seabors, extra Tamidim, what do I do with those extra Tamidim at the end of the year? So if you subscribe to Lev based, and if you're the Chachamim, so you redeem them. And then you'll buy them back with next year's money. And if you're Rabbi Shimon, what do you do with it? Right now, we don't know, but we're going to find out in just a moment. Meaning, but you can't redeem it. In other words, so it's going to have still the Kedushas Karban Tamid. But then, as you'll see in just a moment, we're a little bit stuck. Meaning, I can't bring it now because this year's Karbanas have to come from this year's funds. Okay, so stay tuned. In just a moment, we're going to explain, according to Rabbi Shimon, what do you do with it? You don't have to wait that long. Ula Rabbi Shimon, the Leif Leif based in Masna Leim, Maya Avidin Lahu. So for Rabbi Shimon, now what do I do with these animals? I'm Rav Yitzchak, I'm Rav Yochanan, Mikitzim Behem Asim Mizbeach. So what do you do? Ketzim Mizbeach. Ketzim Mizbeach, you're going to hear a lot as we are going to leave Seder Nezikin shortly enough, and we're going to be entering into Seder Kachim. You're going to hear the term all the time. Ketzim Mizbeach basically means the slow season in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, slow season in the Beis HaMikdash when karbanos are not being offered. Right now, there's at least two karbanos offered every day in the Beis HaMikdash, but that may be the totality of the karbanos offered. Meaning, on a daily basis, there's no other karbanos offered on the Beis HaMikdash. So now, if it's Yontif, or if people bringing their nedavas, their nedarim, so okay, there'll be other karbanos that are offered. But sometimes it's just slow in the Beis HaMikdash. No, for Ketzah Mizbeach, it could be offered for...
But the thing that you're talking about four specific animals that are left over at the end of the year, in the last 4 days of Adar, right?
Right.
So these animals cannot be offered next... Could they be offered next Nisan?
For Ketzah Mizbeach, the Gemara is now saying yes. That's exactly the point. Yeah, because Ketzah Mizbeach is not for the Tamid obligation. Ketzah Mizbeach is just simply now a voluntary... It's a voluntary offering.
They were marked with the 29th of August.
It doesn't have to be the 29th of Adar. It could be even later.
But the question is, why did they get Tamidim for Shkolish Nisim?
So they bought with the new Shkolim. In anticipation, here's what I'll suggest. It's a reasonable suggestion. Knowing that you're going to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're going to need new Karbanah, so you buy it a week in advance, 4 days in advance, and you'll have the Bikur. Okay. Chumas Alishka already started in Rosh Chodesh Adar, right? Remember the first Mishnah Shkalim. Rosh Chodesh Adar, they were to start announcing. Everyone start bringing it in.
To bring the Shkula.
Yeah. And then the Mishnah over there talked about how on the 15th day of Adar already the money started making its way in. They had the Chumah Chadash already before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. At least the beginning money started. Right. I'm with you. Was the first Truma done before Rosh Chodesh Nisan? That's a good question. I have to go over the Mishnah again. Okay, I'm with you. I get where you're coming from. So it's called so this is the expression known as Ketzah Mizbeach. So Ketzah Mizbeach basically, the Mishnayos and Shkalim, we were just talking about the Mishnayos and Shkalim. The Mishnayos and Shkalim talk about how there were pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash, 13 in total. But of those pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash, so if I remember correctly, six of them, it's either six or seven. But six of them are basically going to be applied to Ketz HaMizbech. And now what the Gemara is saying is that for these extra Karmen Tmidim, so what we're going to now have is the they're going to be applied towards Ketz HaMizbech. So, voluntary Nedava offering in the slow season in the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, this still represents a bit of a chiddush, and the Gemara is going to be speaking it out over the course of this morning, in that even though the objective kedusha that was imbued into these carbon tamidim are for obligations, for chofas, it's for the carbon tamid. Still, according to Rabbi Shimon, I can redeem them, and we don't have the concept of lev beis din, but what I can do is I can make just a minor adjustment in that I could take it and take it away from being a chov, and apply it to Nidava. And that... They're not for chet. It's a carbon tamid. Carbon tamid is not for chet. Although, Hedy, your point is going to become very good in just a moment. Meaning we are going to be discussing maybe using carbon chattis as an Nidava. But we're not there yet. So you're right. So right now, we're not talking about a chet. We're not talking about kapara. But soon enough, we will be in. I'll reintroduce your point.
And, this only, according to Rabbi Shimon, not
and all this is only according to Rabbi Shimon. That's correct. I'm Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Yitzhak Amoda, Rabbi Shimon, Besiri Chata Shem, Mekitza Megufan, Elabed Mayhem. Rabbi Shimon said, well, Rabbi Shimon would agree, again, this is an Amora saying this, Rabbi Shimon would agree that if I have Siri Chatas, now we're talking about carbon Sibur, we're not talking about carbon Yachid. Now, I know we're talking about carbon sibur for a whole host of reasons, but I just want to point out one of the more obvious reasons that we're talking about a carbon sibur. If we're talking now at least about the possibility of converting a carbon chattis into a carbon ola, the idea to begin with obviously is making a big jump, meaning going from a chattis to an ola is a big jump. But let's be clear. Most of your carbon chattises are coming from female animals. A carbon ola is coming from male animals. So that's too big a jump. We can't make the jump from female to male. That's not right. I know where this discussion can go, and I'll stop it at the pass. So anyways, okay, sorry. Okay, early Sunday morning. So that's too big a jump. So we're not having, in other words, for that most simple and basic reason, we're not talking about a carbon yachid. But on top of that, I think also, even aside from that, meaning, which is obviously the conversation ender, but even aside from that, even the discussion over here is moving from one type of carbon sibur to another type of carbon sibur. But still, it's a big jump. A carbon sibur chatas does come from a male animal, right? The seer of Yom Kippur, the seer of Rosh Chodesh, the seer of the Yontav, they come from male animals. They're carbon sibur, not carbon yachid. Carbon yachid comes from female, carbon sibur comes from male. So now at least the Gemara is entertaining the discussion of, according to Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't subscribe to Lev Beis Masna Lehem, and I can't just simply remove the Kedusha Seguf with a condition that was set forth in the very beginning. So now if I have a carbon sibur chatas, that's no longer necessary, no longer needed, for whatever reason, can I now redirect it to Ketz HaMizbeach? So what the Gemara now is saying, and this is interesting, is in principle, yes, but the Chachamim don't allow it. But in principle, yes. So, Ein Mekitza Megufan Ela B'Demeihem. What you're going to now do is that in the event that I no longer need the carbon sibur chatas, so what we'll do is we'll let it graze, develop a blemish, and with the proceeds of that redemption, that will be used towards Ketz HaMizbeach, but the animal itself will not. Now, Hachu Demikara Ola V'Ashta Ola. You see, unlike in our discussion, meaning our discussion is at the end of the year, where there are four extra carbon tamidim. Now, you want to use them for the Ketz HaMizbeach according to Rabbi Shimon Gesunta Hay. That's great. Because what kind of changes are we making? We're not making wholesale changes. It was a carbon ola. We're offering it as a carbon ola. I know it was a chov. Now we're offering it as a nedava. But these are not wholesale changes. These are real minor changes. And for Rabbi Shimon, that's fine. But avahasam demikara chatas v'ashta ola. But over here, where it started off as a carbon chatas, and now you want to bring it as a carbon ola. So gzer l'achar kapara to lifnei kapara. So there we're making a significant change. And the Gemara is saying, and this is the Gemara saying it very clearly, in principle, it would be fine. Now, I'm appreciating the fact that it is a major jump to go from a carbon chatos to carbon ola, meaning originally it was going to be providing some form of kapara. Now it's going to be moved over to carbon ola as a ketz mizbech. The Gemara is saying in theory it would work out, but the Chachamim were worried. Once we allow this kind of adjustment, where it was a carbon chatos, now it's going to be moved to carbon ola, I really mean the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash now may, in fact, do this maneuver prematurely, before the carbon chatos was actually brought, and so it's a zigzera. You know, the Gemara says a number of places that ein shvus b'mikdash, the Chachamim don't make zeras in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not a universal truth. Meaning, clearly over here, the Chachamim are making a gzera in the Beis HaMikdash. So, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is not a universal. Under other circumstances, that's true. But here, clearly, they're making a gzera. Amar Abaye Afanam Tanin Abaye says, look, I'm in agreement. Parvisir Shiyam Kippurim Sha'avdu V'Hifir Shachrim Tachtem. Let's say the bull and the goat of Yom Kippur. These are Chatas HaTzibur. Obviously, male animals. V'chein, Seir Avodah Zarah Sha'avdu V'Hifir Shachrim Tachtem. And also the Seir Avodah Zarah, where, again, it's a male communal goat, where, again, I lost it, I designated another one in its place, Kulon Yemusa Divra Rav Yehuda. So according to Rav Yehuda, now that I no longer need them, they're put to death because, according to Rav Yehuda, Chatzas HaMesa, it's supposed to be put to death. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amrim Yerachi, Stava V'Yamachu V'Yipulut Demeim L'Ndava, Shein Chatzas Sibar Mesa, and the opinion of Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar is no. In other words, the idea of chatas amesa is for an individual carbon chatas. This is a communal carbon chatas, so therefore it's not put to death. What do you do with it? Let it graze, develop a blemish, redeem it, and with the redemptive money, I put it in the pushka so that it's used. It's applied towards ketz mizbeach. What do you see clearly over here? The idea that I can't take the animal itself and offer it as a carbon ola, but I let it develop a blemish and redeem it, and the proceeds go towards a carbon ola. Ve'amai nikrevu inugufayo ola. Why not just simply bring them as a carbon ola? And again, the Gemara is not balking at the idea that it's fine, meaning it is fine. In principle, it would be fine. However, elalav shmaimena gzera l'achar kapara tulifnei kapara. And the only reason why the Chachamim blocked it is because of their concern that once we allow this kind of flexibility in a carbon chatas, so then maybe the Kohanim, the Beis HaMikdash, may bring it prematurely. Am Rabba Afanami Tanin, the Rabba says, I'll bring another support that this is in fact so. This is a Mishnah in Yuma, and the Mishnah in Yuma is describing the following scenario. In order to select the two Seerim on Yom Kippur, you do it Al Yidei Goral. With the lottery, two goats as similar as possible to one another. And with a lottery, one is going to be Lashem and the other is going to be Lazazel. Let's say after the lottery is done, I lost one of the goats. Okay, so now I'm going to need a replacement goat. So I lost my Lazazel goat. What am I going to do? I'm just going to get another goat and simply designate it as Lazazel. You can't do that. Each of the goats has to be determined through lottery. I'm going to bring another pair of goats. I'm going to have now a second lottery, and whichever one needs the replacement, if the Lazazel needs the replacement, so then I'm just simply going to put the Lazazel goat now in that I chose via lottery. Obviously, what does that mean? It means now that I have an extra goat. What do I do with that extra goat? That's the Mishnah in Yuma. V'hasheni yirachi yistavi yimakar v'yipulun dambal v'nadavar. Let it graze, develop a blemish, and then redeem it. V'yama yikra v'yugufei ola. Why not just simply bring it as a carbon ola via ketza mizbeach? Elalav shmaiminak zerachar kapara tu lifnei kapara. So another raya, another proof that this idea that I can't just simply bring it as a carbon ola, but I will let it develop a blemish, redeem it, and for ketza mizbeach. Amar Ravina afanami tanina. The Gemara just piles on proof after proof for this idea. Asham shemesu ba'alav, oshin eskapu ba'alav, a carbon asham, which is very similar to a carbon chatos, which is with one notable exception, an important exception, an important difference. And a chatos yachid comes from a female animal, the asham comes from a male animal. That's an important difference. And now, in the event that I have a carbon asham where I no longer need it, either its owner died, or I lost it, replaced it, and now found the lost animal. So yirat shistavi yimakavi yimplu damavlindava. So what do I do with the animal? Let it develop a blemish, redeem it, and now with that redemptive money, put that in the pushka for ketza mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar Amar Yamus. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's left to die. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Yavi Badamav Ola, Vili Karev. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, just simply bring with its proceeds the carbon ola and let it and offer it. Ha gufa v'likarev ha gufa ola. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry. Yavi bedam of ola, comma. V'likarev ha gufa ola. The Gemara now is asking on the sheet of the Tanakama, why are you letting it develop a blemish and the proceeds go to a carbon ola? Why not bring this animal as a carbon ola itself? It's a male animal, so bring it as a carbon ola. Elalav gzer lacha kapara to lifnei kapara shmamina. Again, another proof that the Chachamim inserted a gzera to prevent that from happening. In principle, it would be okay. The Chachamim placed a gzera. Shmamina. Tanya mihachi. Just let me just finish. We're almost done. Tanya mihachi. The Gemara quotes the Braisa as well. Mahi meviyim mina masaros. What would they bring over from the leftovers? Kates kivnos shuach lemizbeach. So they would bring the kates, the dessert, just like the white figs on the mizbeach. Now, right now, the Gemara is thinking, well, first of all, before we get to the Gemara's thought, what do you, again, another Braisa clearly talking about the Tzmidim at the end of the year, what do I do? Kates HaMizbech, it goes up onto the Kates HaMizbech. Now, the author of this Braisa seemingly is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't subscribe to the idea of Lei Beitzin Mas Na'alein, we can't just simply redeem them, so they're just simply reapplied to Kates HaMizbech. Another proof. Now, just to wrap this Braisa up, the Braisa here talks about putting the white figs on top of the Mizbech, and the Gemara just immediately reacts. V'aksev ki kol se'or v'chol devash. You're not allowed to put yeast, you're not allowed to put honey, and by honey we mean anything sweet on top of the Mizbeach. Figs, delicious, sweet. You can't put them on the Mizbeach. What is the Braisa talking about? Tani Rav Chanina, kiv no shtuach la'adam. No, just like at the end of a meal, what do we eat? We eat dessert. So we have now this thing called refined sugar. It's terrible. Right? It's But back in the good old days, before they figured out sugar, so what sweet things would they eat at the end of the meal? Fruit, right? That's that was the good old fashioned dessert. So just like we ate fruit at the end of the meal, that was our dessert at the end of the meal. So the dessert for the Beis HaMikdash would be the carbonos that the for the Kates HaMizbech. Okay. Yes.
Those
are two different issues. I mean, come to me afterwards. I'll iron it out afterwards. There are two different issues. One issue is Lev Beis Hamas Na'alein, which is our general discussion. On a separate point, there's the idea of what do I do with a chata sibra that's no longer needed. It's a separate issue. It's not the same issue. Come to me afterwards. We'll go over it again after, and hopefully we'll smooth it over. Darsh Rav Nachma Rav Chista, we're on the top of Yud Beis Amud Beis. Rav Nachma Rav Chista Darshans, Ain Mekitzim Ba'ola Sof. You don't do this with a bird. Now, you don't do this with a bird, so where is this coming from? Meaning, the Gemara in a moment is about to point out, there's no seabird bird, right? You're right, we've noted that, or you noticed it, if you haven't, so, Shavu Staf Yud Beis. There's no tzibur bird. You don't need shuas daf yud beis. You just open up a chumash, and you'll see. There's no occasion where a bird is brought as a carbon tzibur. Birds are always brought as individual birds. So, ein mekitzim olas off. But in the event that I have an olas off, which for whatever reason is no longer needed, so at least the Gemara is now entertaining, or at least thinking that, maybe we'll just simply reassign it for ketzim mizbeach. And to that, the Rav Chista says, no, you don't do that. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava HaBurcha. So Rava says, is that a joke? Meaning, where did you get that from? So Amalei Rav Nachmar Yitzchak LeRava, Amai Berchasa. So Rav Nachmar Yitzchak says to Rava, what do you mean it's a joke? He's right. Ana Amrisa Niala Mishmei De Rav Shimi Minar Da Amrisa. We said in the name of Rav Shimi. Da Amr Rav Shimi Minar Da Mosros Linadava Sibra Azlei. That where the extras go, meaning the extra commandments at the end of the year, they go to Nadava, they go to Ketzem Mizbeach. Vein Olas Ha'of Bit Sibur. And there's no such thing as an olas ha'of when it comes to communal offerings. And since there's no communal olas ha'of, therefore it's not applied towards the ketzim mizbech. V'av Shmuel sarva l'had Rav Yochanan. Shmuel also agrees to this as well. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Karbonos Tzibur. Sakin Moshchasan Lemashahin. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that carbon tzibur, so they can be reassigned. It's the expression over here is a great expression. The knife will reassign the carbon to whichever way it goes. Now, it's not like it could be redirected in any direction, but as long as it's within the same category, so the knife can reassign it. Tanya Nami Hacha, the Gemara quotes, Debraisa, Moder Rav Shimon, Besir, Shim Lo Kar, Beregel, Yikar, Berosh Chodesh. Look, as we've discussed back in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Shimon, the seer of Rosh Chodesh, if it's not offered in Rosh Chodesh, you can offer it in Yom Kippur. V'im lo kar v'yom kippur, yikar beregel. If it missed Yom Kippur, you can bring it on Yontif. V'im lo kar beregel, zeh yikar beregel achir. If it's not brought on one Yontif, you can bring it on another Yontif. Shemitzchilasa lo ba el achapra mizbech achitzon. It's there to provide kapar for the mizbech achitzon, meaning for tumas mikdash v'kadashav. So if I'm not using it for one type of carbon, I'll just simply use it for another type of carbon. But again, it has to be at least categorically within the same category. Okay, so let's just recap today's daf. I will stop here. Tomorrow we'll pick it up at the two dots. Somewhat new topic tomorrow, not exactly, but we're now officially finished with the sugya of Leif Beis Damas Nalehem. So the discussion started back on Yud Aleph, yesterday's daf. The question of, really started on the very bottom of Yud Amud Beis. The question of what do I do at the end of the year when I have the extra carbon tamids at the end of the year? And I can't just simply move them over to next year because next year has to come from next year's funds. So what do I do with them? So there are two basic approaches amongst the Tanayim. One approach is lay based in masna lehem, that based in when investing kedushin to the animals does so conditionally, and as a result of that, at the end of the year when I no longer need them, so I just simply redeem them, and then I would buy them back with next year's monies. That's the concept of lay based in masna lehem. On the other hand, we know that not everyone agrees. We've learned now in the course of today's daf that Rabbi Shimon disagrees in principle with this idea of Leif Beis Damas Nalehem. So now if you subscribe to the viewpoint of Rabbi Shimon, what do you do with these extra animals? The answer is Ketzem Mizbech. You just simply reassign them for another carbon Ola type scenario, Nedava. Ola's Nedava, Ketzem Mizbech, and the slow season and the dry season in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's offered as the kind of like the desserts on the Mizbech afterwards. And then a host of discussion within the two shitas of either you subscribe to Leif Beis Din or you don't subscribe to Leif Beis Din. In other areas and other arenas in the Beis HaMikdash, is there at least room for flexibility? Does Rabbi Shimon always hold of Leif, does always disagrees with Leif Beis Din? Could be, maybe not. Maybe he'll be more lenient when it comes to Paraduma, Dameh Yikarin. Maybe he'll be more lenient with the guitarist because there's no chance, there's no opportunity for Re'iyah, for a blemish to develop. So it could be that Rabbi Shimon's position is not an absolute. Could be. The Gemara doesn't say that clearly. But at least that is within their discussion of today's daf. The learning should be Le'ilu Nishmas, Yochanan ben Abba. Rechanani ben Akasha, 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 Rechanani ben Akasha,